Hey guys, welcome back to the Tarot Case Files, okay? Episode 2, all right? So we are going to go over a few predictions. Oh, where are my manners? I am Faith, if you don't know who I am, okay? So yes, we're going to go over a few predictions, okay, whenever it comes to what's coming up in the energy for the world. But also, we are going to look into one aspect, which I like to call is kind of like trying to cage the animal. So we will look into that in a second. Maybe you have this aspect. Maybe you are dating somebody with this aspect in their chart and you don't exactly know or you don't exactly realize. So we're going to look at that in a second. And then also at the end, we're going to pull a few cards on the lovely Ellen DeGeneres. And we're going to see, are the rumors true? Are these people for real? Is she, you know, like Cruella de Vil with a black hat? We don't know. So we're going to look at that as well. But starting off, like I said, let's look into the predictions coming up for the world. Okay, so there seems to be something going on with the eggs, with the amount of eggs that they are trying to produce to kind of like combat everybody buying up eggs, like, you know, we're going into the next apocalypse. It does seem like that there is something being modified whenever it comes to the egg. So it definitely is, we're definitely at a place right now where, you know, having fresh, having fresh eggs from the farm and stuff like that is very, very beneficial. Okay. So, you know, those eggs, the grocery store, they're like $4, just like, oh my Lord, $4. At this point, those are definitely going to be worth buying. Okay. I did get something pertaining to the beef. Okay. Those of you that have been watching my yearly predictions, probably for like the last 2 years, you know, I've been talking about the meat. I talked about saltwater fish in our last episode, but beef is coming through. So definitely time to put that to the side. I know some of you guys, it's hard because who doesn't love a good hamburger? Okay. But at this point, you need to find an alternative. Turkey burgers aren't that bad. Okay. I did get something pertaining to the beach and disease. So at this point, due to, you know, people still wanting to vacation and things like that, you probably are more likely to get this virus at the beach at this point than you are like by going to the grocery store, because that particular area is just not practicing any type of precautions when it comes to spreading anything. It's like just a matter of they don't care. So I wouldn't be surprised if over the next week or two, they start to shut down the beaches, because I feel like, again, things are actually going to start to not, I don't necessarily see things pretty much backing down when it comes to this virus. It actually may get, I'm not gonna say worse. It actually may get a, there may be more that's going to come out. So I don't necessarily feel like that we've reached the thick of it yet. Okay. I also do see us being in quarantine for at least another 3 weeks. It could surpass that. You know, as I talked about in the last episode, I still am seeing that this will start to die down more in the month of June, but also September came through as well. So hopefully it does not go out that long, but it is possible at this point. Okay. Churches came up. Okay. So, I mean, churches could be doing something in particular, but also it could definitely represent that the attendance number could start to be, to start to get higher whenever it comes to churches. But for some reason, I just got, some churches are definitely not practicing some churches are definitely not implementing these quarantine practices. For what reason, I'm not sure why they're doing that, but yeah, that was coming up. Okay, it didn't give me the particular area, but it is seen that some churches are definitely not listening. So, let me see. I did see a bunch of closed signs whenever it comes to restaurants. So some restaurants are just not going to be able to uphold or make it through this quarantine. So I do see more closures happening whenever it comes to either businesses or specifically when it comes to restaurants in general. Who knows about businesses? I didn't really ask about that. Maybe I'll look into that later. But yeah, that one was for sure on that. So really the big thing here when I got messages from the universe is like, it's only just begun. I think that's, isn't that like a sign, a song or something like that? Or so like a line in a song, who knows? But that's exactly what's coming through whenever it comes to this particular situation. Something about the Rose Garden is coming through. So there may be some type of announcement or anything like that that has to go through the Rose Garden. So we'll have to stay tuned for that. Again, I said something about that president may be pardoning someone. So maybe, I don't know if they go to the Rose Garden for pardons. I don't know. Okay. But yes. I also see, especially those who work in the industry of like hair and cosmetology, I see more things starting to happen in the home. So I'm not sure how that's going to be handled, but it's almost like I see more people getting their hair cut and things like that at home. As, because of course, you know, a lot of places now, like the salon is a no. So now turning to alternatives. So we'll have to see how that goes. Okay. But yeah. So that was as much as we need to know for right now. Of course, things always change, and sometimes it takes a minute for these things to come to pass. Oh, yes, another thing as well. Likely within the next 4 months, there will be some sort of announcement regarding around a royal baby. I'm pretty sure some of you guys could have guessed that yourself, but it did come up. I didn't ask for that. It just dropped on my line, okay? So now, on to the next part. Okay. So like I said, now we're looking at a particular aspect in astrology that is definitely interesting whenever it comes to love. Like I said, you could have this aspect, or somebody that you're dealing with could have this aspect, and it's based off of Venus. We're going to talk about Venus in the 12th house. It's going to be brief. Okay, some of you may have already experienced a Venus in the 12th house type of relationship. Like I say, either you have Venus in 12, or your ex or current has Venus in the 12th. But like I said, it's a very interesting placement. You know, any type of planet in the 12th house is going to be not necessarily the most fortunate thing, because of course, 12th house is Pisces, Neptune energy. Okay, so that already makes things a little bit complicated as it is. But to throw Venus in that mix, that is like, wow, you really did it to me, universe. You really did it. Okay, so let's look at Venus in the 12th house. It doesn't matter what the sign is, the planet itself. It doesn't matter if it's an Aries Venus, a Leo Venus. It doesn't matter if it's in the 12th house, then this could definitely apply to you or whoever it is that it could apply to. Okay. So with this Venus in the 12th house, okay, very shy type of people. Okay. Also like to be, alone. It's almost like a sense of imprisoning themselves whenever it comes to like people in general, whenever it comes to love. But the thing is about these Venus and 12th house people, you just never, it's like you think you know this person in a way whenever it comes to love, because this placement is the most likely to have a secret love affair, and you probably wouldn't have a clue. Because they're already secluding themselves as it is. They're already likely natural introverts. So they go along with their same routine. Okay. So you may not even necessarily know what is going on until, of course, the information comes to find you. But even still, okay. They also are very private people. And just from what I'm feeling with this particular placement, this may definitely be somebody who isn't necessarily big on affection in public. Okay, so if this is you, like I said, or if it's your partner, and maybe one of you guys is trying to figure out, I mean, why are you so standoffish? Why you feel uncomfortable whenever it comes to like affection in public? Well, that's why. They may possibly have their Venus in 12. Okay. But another thing as well, this placement always desires that perfect soulmate. If it ain't perfect, they have a hard time doing it. Okay. So it may not even necessarily be a surprise to you to find out that this person has had quite a few partners, because again, that's the desire for them to find perfect. It's like, I got to have the perfect. Even if that means I have to go seek out and find and go through these different people to find perfect, that's what I'm going to do. So even though they are introverted to a fault, they have no problem trying to find that perfect soulmate. So if that means that they have to put themselves out there to find what they're looking for, that's what they're going to do. Okay. But another thing as well, you know, these people are also very passionate, very considerate. So it may be easy to get them with a sob story, because it's like, oh, they're going to, you know, they're definitely going to soak that up, because they just have this overwhelming care. They just care, you know, which is not bad. Okay, but it can get bad when it comes to being gullible. You know, when it comes to just pretty much somebody being able to cry their way back into your life, you know, so it's a double-edged sword whenever it comes to this one. Another thing as well with this Venus in the 12th house, you know, if the relationship ends, sometimes there may be an issue with the other person trying to threaten to harm themselves in some type of way. And again, it's just that 12th house thing going on. Like I said, you have the 12th house, which is already ruled by Neptune. And then you throw Venus in there. You're like, oh my God, there it's a fight. Okay. So without a doubt, whenever it comes to them, you just have to be very mindful because it can be a little bit of emotionally unstable if things do decide to end. Okay. So this is either, like I said, this is either you or this is either your partner who has this. Okay. But another thing as well, if you are dealing with somebody of this nature, let them withdraw. Do not pick at them to try to get information out of them. Do not try to pick at them to get them to kind of like openly express all their emotions to them. You have to give them time to warm up to that. Okay, so don't pressure, don't push. Okay, because like I said, they're already introverted, they're already shy, and it's like they're gonna cage, they're gonna cave. So be very mindful about that. Okay. Another thing as well, the good thing side with having this Venus in the 12th house, very talented, especially whenever it comes to artwork or music. Okay. So it's crazy. You'd be surprised how talented this person is. Okay. But again, like I said, it's that introvert, it's that shyness. They don't necessarily want to let you into their world. So you wouldn't have a clue what type of talents they have, especially when it comes to that realm. So that's why I say you definitely gotta make this person be comfortable, because if you don't, you're going to have an issue on your hands, okay? Let's see, what else are we going to look at when it comes to this Venus aspect? Oh, yeah. Another thing I want to talk about whenever I was talking about like trying to cage the animal, this goes to this Venus-Pluto aspect because it's like a troublemaker, or it can definitely be troublesome. Okay, this person with this aspect, like I said, Venus, Pluto can be definitely obsessive, doesn't know how to necessarily control their emotions, very intense, especially if this is a square. Okay, and it can even be intense to the point where it can be violent outburst. Like I said, it goes back to the fact of them not knowing how to control their emotions. But another thing as well with this aspect, it's like they never have enough love. So again, another aspect that could possibly lead to secret affairs. Okay. It's like looking for more. So it almost can be like, this is somebody who can like, want their cake and eat it too, type of person. Okay. And another thing as well, you know, let's just say this Venus and Pluto aspect is kind of like the Temperance card in reverse. Lack of emotional balance. Okay. They lose their heads when it comes to being in a relationship. They don't know healthy boundaries. They have no healthy boundaries within themselves whenever it comes to love. They go all in. There's nothing wrong with going all in, but they go all in to the point where it's almost like you may even be like, oh my God, this person is unrecognizable. Or some of you guys, maybe you've heard from people be like, you know, I just don't know who this person is anymore. I want to go back to when we first met. Well, when you first met, they probably weren't all the way in love with you. And now they're asking and going crazy. You're trying to figure out what happened. They may possibly have a Venus and Pluto aspect. Okay. Where they're just being out of control, you know, even possibly becoming controlling to a fault whenever it comes to their partners. Like, what you doing? Where are you going? It's one of those things. So you have to be mindful whenever it comes to this particular person. And of course, I'm no astrologer, okay? This is just stuff that you can research on Google because it's free, okay? So, but it also makes sense even if you do your research and go look at certain charts that have like Venus, Pluto, and you kind of see in a sense like their track record, or you have a friend who has this, you see their track record, you're just like, aha, I see how that fits. So I'm just going based off of track records that I've seen when it comes to this aspect. Now, the other ones, I'm not exactly keen on, but this one in particular, I just so happened to want to pay attention to it a couple months ago, and here we are. Okay. But another thing as well with this Venus Pluto aspect, talk about fatal attraction. You know, so if some of you guys like the Netflix series You, let's just say Joe is probably the epitome of Venus Pluto fatal attraction, this guy or this person. Okay, stalkering, obsessing, everything. You know everything about that person because you're losing your cool. I'm not saying this person can't make it in a relationship, but it's always that constant need within them to have more. Okay, because what they may be having is like not enough. Okay, so again, like I said, whenever it comes to that, just be mindful. And by the way, if you're dealing with this particular type of person and you like your freedom, you're gonna struggle. So Sagittarius maybe need to avoid a Venus-Pluto person, but that's just my opinion. You may be able to make it, which makes sense. It goes back to, like I said, the Netflix series, the first girl. Who was her name? Not the first girl, the second girl, Bex. What was she? A Sagittarius. He wasn't gonna make it. He ain't like that. So you get my point. If you watched it. If you didn't watch it, you should definitely watch it because it was amazing, and I'm waiting for season two, which we may not necessarily get that for a while due to what's going on, but what can you do? Okay. Yeah. So now that we've went through that, so that's not, well, and that's what I mean by like saying trying to cage the animal. So if this is you and you have this particular aspect and you're dealing with somebody who is more freedom loving, you're going to really struggle. Unless you learn how to be accepting of their freedom and learn that, you know what, their life is not going to revolve around this relationship. There may not, you know, they aren't going to be like, they may not be super head over heels like you. It doesn't mean that they don't necessarily care. It doesn't mean that they don't love you. You know, they just love differently. So if you can accept that, then that's fine. But even whenever it comes to relationships in general, I know some of you guys, you know, of course, you know, some of you guys have expressed to me about, you know, certain people, you know, you're doing everything that you can and this person just doesn't want to love you back. And this is that and third, you're just trying to understand, you know, why they're trying to make it work. Well, again, you're trying to cage the animal. You know, you can't lock somebody down that don't want to be locked down. It's just not going to happen. You know, you can give them $1 billion. It's still not going to happen. They're going to find some way to sneak out the house. Because they don't want to be caged, okay? And again, same thing. You can't love somebody that don't want to be loved. You can't give, you know, you can't keep trying to give your love to someone that doesn't want to receive it. Because then it just keeps draining you and keeps draining you, okay? Especially now, some of you guys in quarantine with certain partners, and now maybe you're starting to actually really get to know this person because now you have to be around one another a lot. Things could be looking differently now, okay? So even during this time of quarantine, this is really a time of even evaluating these relationships as well to really see, can this go the distance? Is this somebody that I can live with long term? Because who knows what could happen in the future? Something else in the far future could happen again where you have to be quarantined. And so it's kind of like one of those things. Do you feel like you and this person can go the distance based off of what you know now? Because as I talked about it today in my daily brew, they're going to be who they're going to be. So you need to accept them where they're at, or you need to leave their ass behind. And it is that simple. Okay. But anyway, yes. So let's look on to the reading whenever it comes to Ellen. Okay. What is going on? She is a Capricorn. I think. No, she's not. She's an Aquarius. Ellen is an Aquarius, which I didn't know that. I thought she was going to be a Capricorn, but she's totally not. She totally is a, she's totally an Aquarius, January 26th. So let's see. Okay, right now she feels backed into a corner. Her back feels against the wall. And also, something wasn't supposed to get out because now her trust issues are definitely like at the top. She doesn't know who she can trust. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So without a doubt, she is sad. She's feeling sorrow right now. I'm not going to lie. Also, I'm just not going to lie. Right now, she's doing cleanup. right now I'm getting the energy where she may be trying to play the victim whenever it comes to this particular situation. Because again, something got out that she wasn't expecting for it to get out. So now this person, now she is trying to spin it. She's totally in Five of Cups energy, okay? Not wanting to take accountability for the part that she had to play. And I'm not going to lie, some of this is definitely true whenever it comes to what is being said about her. Okay, especially from people. It's like her past is coming back to haunt her. I'm not surprised. I actually feel like that some type of lawsuit or some type of court situation could be coming up for her in the future. This could be her retaliation in regards to these people saying something about her. But likely this will be under the table over the next 2 years. It could be as early as 2 months from now or the month of November. Because right now I see her, she's actually reaching out to her lawyer, whoever it is, legal team right now to see what she can do about this situation. Yeah, but I'm not going to, she is a drama queen. So right now, without a doubt, she is being overly dramatic about what's going on because she's trying to cover. Because again, I'm not saying that she is completely innocent, because I'm not getting that at all, actually. Not with this Five of Cups energy being here, but most importantly, you know, she comes across as an introvert from what I'm getting here. And she has this sense of sadness about her. She's actually very emotional. It's easy to crack her. You know, it is very easy to get under her skin. It's very easy to say something to her and then boom, you got her. It's like I feel like this person is very sensitive. She's very sensitive. Mm-hmm. But yeah, without another thing as well, it's like she's looking for answers without a doubt. She also is thinking about going in some type of new direction whenever it comes to possibly her career. I wouldn't be surprised if she does something different within the next 2 years. I would not be surprised. Okay, because it seems like something in a way may possibly be coming to an end. And another thing as well, she's sensitive, and right now, or coming up, the anger is going to start to come out. She's like, you're trying to destroy everything I've built. Because she has the justice here, and that's about building from the ground up. And she doesn't like that. I feel Ellen is she's a tequila drinker. I specifically get Patron. She may be drinking that right now. That's what I'm saying. She gets into that Five of Cups energy in that cloak, and it's like she doesn't know how to handle these emotions, and sometimes she turns to toxicities. It doesn't give me details about the toxicities, but it's there. You know, actually, there is a younger fire sign person. There's a younger fire sign person, younger fire sign female that actually seems like that they are about to sue her for something. Definitely someone who used to be around her in the past. I would say this is probably over the last 11 months, or this could go all the way back to the month of November. Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt, she is trying to uphold this perfect image, and now the walls, and now like everything she feels like she's built, she feels like it's in a very vulnerable place right now, okay? And that's her problem. If it ain't perfect, she doesn't know how to deal with it. So it's almost like now the image of perfectionism, now it's like caving in on her in a sense where it's kind of like, oh my God, now the world doesn't think I'm perfect anymore. So she definitely is having like some type of internal battle with herself. Okay. Without a doubt, I don't see any issues pertaining to her relationship because she has actually found her true soulmate. So good for her. Yeah. Knight of Pentacles. Okay. She's going to, oh, I see this. Yeah. In the upcoming weeks or upcoming months, there's going to be a lot of donations from her to try to fix her image in a way. Because without a doubt, she has took a hit and now people are being nosy and now people are trying to pry into her business. And like I said, this is stuff that was not supposed to hit the media. And now that it is, it's kind of just like, what the hell do I do? So it's like damage control in a sense. I feel like this donation is going to definitely a charity revolving around families. I'm getting something going dealing with Walmart. So she may be teaming up with something revolving around Walmart. But it does seem like that she is in transition to do something right now to pretty much make everybody love her again. Even though she is like the queen of playing victim sometimes. Well, most of the time, I'm not going to lie. Because like I said, drama queen. Okay. Like I said, very sensitive. Spoiled as well. She's used to getting her way from what I'm seeing here. And I just heard her say, "What if they don't love me anymore?" Yeah. And then we have this Three of Swords. So, and I also see her it may be, I don't want to say hiatus. It could be a hiatus, or it could even possibly be her taking some type of break. I feel like she may actually end up taking some sort of break here soon when she can. But also another thing as well, I think Ellen has some type of medical issue going on as well that's requiring a lot of her money. It's either her or it is an elder in her life. Yeah. She's not going to apologize to these people who said these things about her. And she's not going to apologize because she knows that she's not wrong. Okay. However, she will pass the buck when it comes to this particular situation. She's not going to apologize to them. She may say something to, something to the world about this particular situation, but she's not going to actually issue an apology to these particular people who have been hurt by her in some type of way. This will probably end up settling down within the next, could be 2 weeks or within the next 4 months. And it's almost like things are going to go back to normal, but I'm not, with the Queen of Wands attached to the Knight of Wands, she's very impulsive and I see the anger. That's what makes sense. She has anger problems or anger issues, or it's definitely, like I said, she's spoiled. She's used to getting her way. Yeah, but it's not really going to put a damper on her success at all, because like I said, whatever she's going to do to kind of like try to clear up that situation, it is going to work. And then things are going to go back to normal probably mid-August or September from what I'm getting here. And again, like I said, there's some type of elder that she has to travel back to see because there's some type of medical issues, or this may possibly be her dealing with medical issues. She wants kids as well, but her wife is always working. So that may not happen. I mean, it could possibly in the future, but yeah, it seems like they actually may do IVF. She really wants kids. She feels like that a child will possibly complete her. And I'm not going to lie to you. She likes being around her partner, but not all the time because she gets bored. Yes, she gets bored. So she feels like, without a doubt, that this will help her curve down her boredom. Okay. Yeah, without a doubt, she really doesn't know how to deal with people. And also another thing as well that I see, whenever she goes back to work or something like that, I feel like some people on her staff actually may end up getting fired if this hasn't happened already. Because I'm going to be honest, she doesn't give a shit. She doesn't care about if people have to pay bills or something like that. If she doesn't like you, you're gone. It doesn't matter. And I'm going to just honestly, you know, she uses the humanitarian efforts to cover up the fact that she really is just out for herself. Okay. So, and honestly, this whole child situation, It probably would not be good for her. I mean, it may, but I don't see a child coming. So that's just, I just don't think it's going to happen because her wife is just not going to have it. Okay. But yes, so it's definitely true what was said. There's no lies there. All right. Yes. So this has been the episode 2 of the Tarot Case Files. I hope you liked it. See you next week.